Thank you for joining us. And I want to thank the Speer family who sponsored our learning this week in memory of the patriarch of the family, Yosef and Pinchas, Yosef and Rezel, on the occasion of the Shloshim, his neshama have an aliyah. And today's daf is daf Pei Tes. We begin on the bottom of Pei Ches Amud Beis. We learned that if five groups brought Karbanos Pesach. Five groups brought Karbanos Pesach. So there were five, or maybe five people, maybe they were huge people, huge amounts. Each one could have a whole sheep. All right. Probably five groups. Five groups brought Karbanos Pesach. The Karbanos was slaughtered. The meat was, the animals were skinned. They were cutting up the meat. Not cutting up the meat, they were, you know, going to send out the goats, these skinned goats, skinned sheep, to be roasted. And then when they look at the skins, these five skins, they find that one of the skins has a wart, it has a yabelas. That means that it's a balmum. That means that that animal was a blemished animal. That means that that Karban Pesach wasn't the good Karban Pesach. But we don't know which one was the bad Karban Pesach. All the Karbanos are together. So nobody can eat. But we learned that there's no need for a Pesach Sheni. Blood was sprinkled, we said, as long as it wasn't mixed up before the sprinkling of the blood. There's going to be no need for Pesach Sheni. Amar Mar, we learned before, there were 4.5 lines on the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, actually 5 lines on the bottom. Amar Mar, we learned before. Uptur Milasos Pesach Sheni. These five people, or five groups, 4 of the Karbanos were good. 1 of the Karbanos was no good. Mixed up, we don't know which one is which. We don't know who had a good Karban, who had a bad Karban. They didn't have to do a Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, Vayikachad lo nafik. But one of them did not fulfill his obligation of Pesach Rishon. One of them, his carbon was blemished. So he should have to do a Pesach Sheni. We don't know who's that one. So all of them, Misafik should have to do a Pesach Sheni. Answers the Gemara, when you have a group like this, 4 don't need to do. 1 needs to do. We don't know who's the one who needs. We don't know who's the one who doesn't need. It's impossible to bring a Pesach Sheni. And because it's impossible to bring a Pesach Sheni, they're all exempt from Pesach Sheni. Why is it impossible? Hey, Chilavit, what are we going to propose to do? Lesi kol chad v'chad Pesach, have all five groups bring Pesach Shenis. Then kamaisi chul ma'azara, then you have 4 Pesach Shenis that are not necessary. They're not going to have the holiness of Pesach Sheni. They're going to be chulin in the Azara, because these people had a Pesach Rishon. So for them to now bring an animal, if you already had Pesach on the 14th of Nisan, you can't bring another animal on the 14th of Iyar. You're bringing in the secular items into the Azara. Because 4 of them have already had a Pesach Rishon. And if you're going to tell me, we'll just bring one animal. And take the 5 groups, and now all 5 groups will be part of this one animal. Still, 80% of the people in this animal are not part of the animal. 80% of the people are not part of the carbon Pesach, because they already had Pesach. So these 80% are not part of Pesach. So you have a Pesach for people who can't eat it, people who are not part of it. If they will eat it, it's a Pesach Nechal Shlomo Menuya. You're going to have a Pesach being eaten for those who aren't signed up for it. They're not properly signed up. Hi, Mai, what are you going to propose to do what Gavriel said yesterday? Let each one of them, each of the 5 groups, bring an animal as a Pesach. Then Isni, and let them make a condition. Let them make a Tanai. The name, and they'll say like this, EDD Balmum. Each of the 5 groups says, if my animal a month ago was the animal that was blemished, with the animal with the wart, Hai Daisi Hashta, Nevi Pesach. The animal I'm bringing now is a Pesach Sheni. But EDD Tam, if thy animal was the animal 4 weeks ago out of the 4, one of the 4 animals that did not have a wart, it was unblemished, Hai Daisi Hashta, this animal I'm bringing now, the heavy Shlamim is a Shlamim. So to propose to do that, bring an animal on a condition and say, if it's supposed to be Pesach, it's Pesach, but if it's not supposed to be Pesach, it's a Shlamim. Well, actually, that's also not possible. Why? Now, starting today's Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph, Yishum De'ika Chazeh V'Shok. Because in a Shlamim, you have to give to a Kohen the chest and the thigh. Now, you can't give to the Kohen the chest and the thigh from these animals, because maybe these animals are Pesach Sheni. And if the Kohen didn't sign up for it, it's going to be a Pesach being eaten to those who weren't signed up for it. So the answer is, The answer is, you can't do this because in a shlamim, there's the chazav v'shokta, the kohanim get to eat. So Gemara says, why is that such a problem? Again, let the five groups bring each an animal on the 14th of Iyar. Let them make a condition and say, if we're obligated in Pesach Sheni, this is the Pesach Sheni. If we're not obligated in Pesach Sheni, it is a shlamim. And each of these five groups should add a kohen into their group. And now, he'll get to eat the chazav v'shok. I said, that still doesn't work. What's this kohen? If he already did his own Pesach on Pesach Rishon, right? These five animals, maybe they are, each of them may have been the Pesach. If it's a Pesach, and you're going to let the kohen eat the thigh and the chest of it, this kohen doesn't need a Pesach Sheni. He already had a Pesach Rishon. So if he's eating the chest and the thigh, so then you're going to have, he's not signed up for it as a Pesach, because he already had Pesach Rishon. Then you have someone who's not signed up for Pesach, eating from the animal. Read the law of Pesach, and if you find the kohen who didn't do a Pesach, he's obligated to Pesach Sheni. Now you sign him up into one of these animals. Five of these animals, five kohanim, all signed in. So Dilma Shlamimu. But maybe four of the animals, as we know, are going to be Shlamims. And now, if he's signed into these animals, he may have been signed into the Shlamim, the law of Pesach, he's not going to be fulfilled. He won't be fulfilling his mitzvah, Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, well, I still don't see why it's an impossibility. B'nei kol chamisha chad. Why don't we say that all five groups should bring a single kohen? B'nei kol chamisha chad kohen. They should bring one kohen. A kohen d'lo avid Pesach. A kohen who himself has not done Pesach Rishon. He's obligated in Pesach Sheni. V'yimnu al iluyei hani chamisha psachim. And they should sign him up to all five animals. Sign him up into each of the five animals. Have him signed into all of them. And now, it'll work. Right? Each one of them who's bringing the animal is saying, maybe it's a Pesach. If it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlam. There's one Kohen who's in all five. And he happens to need a Pesach. So, and he signed up in all five. Before that, it will end up in truth really being Shlamims. He's going to eat the chest and the thigh, because the chest and the thigh of a shlamim has to be given to a kohen. The one that will end up really being the Pesach, he'll eat the chest and the thigh. He needs to bring a korban Pesach, because he didn't bring a korban Pesach back in Adar Rishon. So he had to be signed up in a Pesach Sheni. And in the Pesach Sheni, it all gets eaten to the menuyah, to those who are signed up. So he's signed up, and he gets the chest and the thigh of it. The Meman of Shach, because when you do all the calculations, bottom line, one of these animals is a Pesach Sheni, because there's one group that didn't do a Pesach Rishon. And he will fulfill his obligation with that group. So, again, why did the Braisa say that if you had five animals mixed up together, five Karbanos Pesach, one of them, it turns out, is blemish. So now all the five don't bring Pesach Sheni. Why don't they bring Pesach Sheni? He said, because what are we going to do? You can't be bringing chulin to the Azara. Four of them don't even need Pesach Sheni. So he said, why not? Make it a suffix. Make it a tonight. Say, if it's Pesach Sheni, it's Pesach Sheni. And if it's not Pesach Sheni, it's just shlamim. Say, can't do that, because shlamim you have to feed to the kohen. Pesach Sheni, you don't have to necessarily give to the kohen. You can solve that too. You can have a kohen who's part of all these five. The shlamims, he's going to get their the chazav v'shok because he's entitled to the piece of the shlamim. In the Pesach, what is truly the Pesach? We don't know what's the Pesach. What's truly the Pesach? He'll also get the chest and the thigh because he's signed up in all of them. So he signed up in the Pesach too, and he needs a Pesach. This will be his carbon Pesach. Ella, the reason why we can't do that, we can't bring karbanos and say, if it's a Pesach Sheni, because I didn't have a Pesach Rishon, it's a Pesach Sheni. If I had a Pesach Rishon, it's just a Shlamim. Mishum dekumim ma'it b'achila Shlamim. Because then you're imposing an artificial limit on eating the Shlamim. We know that we're not allowed to, Hashem told us, let's say, eat a Shlamim the day it's slaughtered, that night, and the next day. Shnei yamim v'layla echad. So, whenever Hashem gave us a time for doing a mitzvah, and Hashem said, if you leave it too long, if you procrastinate, it becomes nosar, it becomes spoiled, no good, you can't eat anymore. We're not allowed to create artificial or external reasons to make it hard to do that mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat it for 2 days and the night in between. That's a shlamin. A Pesach, though, is not eaten for 2 days and a night in between. You only have the nights of eating the Pesach. That night to eat the Pesach. In fact, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, the way we pass, can only have till Chatzos to eat the Karban Pesach. Only till the middle of the night. So on a Pesach, you have limitations what you can do. So if we're saying this is really a shlama, but we didn't know, maybe we thought it might have been a Pesach, we're treating it as a Pesach, but really it turns out to be a shlama, then we're artificially imposing the limits of Pesach on a shlama, something which really you should have 2 days and a night in between to eat. You're supposed to really have 36 hours to eat it, or 30 hours to eat it. You're only giving it 8 hours to eat it. So chatzos, you can't do that. So come a night, b'achila shlam, you eat Pesach because of Pesach liyom v'layla. Pesach, you only eat it that night. After that night, it becomes nosar. You eat shlam, but shlam, you have more than just that night. You have the day you slaughtered, shnei yamim, and the next day, and the night in between. So therefore, you can't do this option of bringing the animals misafek, with a t'nai. Since you can't make a t'nai, therefore they're exempt from Pesach sheni. Ask the Gemara still, why can't you do it with conditions? They may see Moser HaPesach. We know that there is a certain type of shlamim, which is residual Pesach. Let's say somebody set aside a carbon Pesach, and then the animal gets lost. Now it's Erev Pesach, he needs to bring his carbon Pesach. So he takes another animal, and he brings it. And then on Chol HaMoed, he finds the original animal. So this original animal, Moser HaPesach, now reverts to being a shlamim, but it's a unique shlamim. It's a shlamim with the time frame of a Pesach. It's a shlamim that's eaten that day and that night, but not the next day. So why don't you do that? V'nesi Moser HaPesach. The name I like to say like this. Ididi Balmum. They should bring 5 animals, the 5 groups. And each of the groups should declare, if my animal a month ago on Erev Pesach was the blemished one, was the one with the wart, hi, I see Ash to this animal that I'm bringing down. The heavy Pesach is the Pesach Sheni. Ididi Tamhu. And if my animal a month ago was the one without the wart, it was the Karban Pesach. The heavy high Daisi Ash to Shlamim of Moser Pesach. It'll be a Shlamim with the status of Moser Pesach. So I'm not artificially limiting how long I have to eat it. Moser Pesach anyway, you only have to eat it the day and the night. Moser Pesach. Is Nechal Yom V'Layla Echad is eaten for that day and that night. So Mara says he can't do that. V'chim Afrishin Chilul Mosros. Mosar Pesach is that an animal was a Pesach. It went missing and now you found it. There's no category that you could, as a first instance, declare I'm making something holy with the status of Mosar Pesach. You want to make it a Shlamim, then there's 2 days and a night. And then if it's a Suffolk Pesach, then because of the Suffolk, you're artificially limiting how long you have to eat the Shlamim. Can you go initially and just dedicate from the beginning something as Moser Pesach? Says the Gemara, you know what? V'nitchuchu, still we have an option. Let them bring 5 animals. Let them say on these animals, if we're obligated in Pesach, it's our Pesach. It's our Pesach Sheni. If we're not obligated in Pesach, it's going to be Moser Pesach. Ah, you said you can't dedicate Moser Pesach. The animals that they bring should be Moser Pesach animals. The Nesi Moser Pesach. Let them go work. Let them go look. Find people who had Karbanos Pesach that got lost. And take those Karbanos Pesach that got lost. And now bring them, purchase them, and bring them as a Safek Pesach, maybe a Pesach. And if it's not a Pesach, it'll be a Moser Pesach. And then you're not artificially limiting the length of time you have to eat something. So why did we say that there's no possibility to bring Pesach Sheni? Well, the reason why we can't do that is because we'll have a problem, right? If we're going to say it's Mosar Pesach, it's going to be a Shlamim. A Shlamim needs Smicha. You have to lean on the Karban. Karban Pesach does not get Smicha. And Mishum Smicha, the problem of Smicha is what makes it impossible to bring a Pesach Sheni Misafik, a Pesach Sheni out of doubt. Because what are we going to do? We're going to say, if we're obligated in Pesach, it's Pesach Sheni. If we're not obligated in Pesach, it's a Shlamim. Yeah, but if it's a Shlamim, you're supposed to lean on it. A Pesach you're not supposed to lean on. And to lean on an animal that you're not supposed to lean on is already Ne'ilah, that's already using Kachim, it's Avodah B'Kachim, it's working Kachim. Dilu Pesach lo b'yismicha. If it's a Pesach, there's no need to lean on it. Ilu Moser, whereas a Moser Pesach is a Shlamim b'yismicha. You have to lean on it. I said, well, that's a good answer to make it impossible to bring it. Hatzeinach Karban Anashim. If we're dealing with men who are bringing a Pesach, and men who are bringing now maybe a Shlamim, so now you have a problem of leaning, because on the Karbanos of men, there's a mitzvah to lean. But Karban Anashim, what are you going to say if it's a Karban of women? Women don't have a mitzvah to lean. Ella, the reason why you can't bring an animal on Pesach Sheni and stipulate if it's supposed to be a Pesach Sheni, it's a Pesach Sheni. It's not supposed to be a Pesach Sheni, it's a Shlamin. And if, since this animal had once been a Pesach, this animal is actually going to be a Mosar Pesach. The reason why you can't do that is Mishum Matzanos. Because there's a difference in terms of how you sprinkle the blood on the altar. Pesach Matzana Achas. Carbon Pesach, you only give the blood once. Carbon Shlamin, it's time Shein Arba. You give the blood twice, and each time you throw the blood, it hits two walls, so it's a different type of matzan dam. Who cares if there are different types? But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, calling Hitalon on his Be'ach HaChitzon, all bloods that are supposed to go on the outer altar. If you place them with only one placement of blood, like the Pesach, Kippur, you gained atonement. So you could be able to bring it. And you can again make this condition. Ella, the answer is, the way you give the blood of a carbon Pesach is you go right next to the altar and you pour the blood there. Whereas a carbon shlam, you stand far from the altar and zrika, you throw the blood through the air. So again, my nafkina, why is that a difference? If you're supposed to throw the blood, instead of throwing the blood, you just poured the blood, you went up too close and poured the blood on the altar, it works. No, aim at the Karminan. When do we say that it works? The of it. If you did it, it worked. L'chadchila nami. But are we going to say, we're going to set up in the first instance that you should be misapplying the blood, applying it in the wrong way? That you can't do. So bottom line, we don't have a way to bring a Pesach Sheni. Since we don't have a way to bring a Pesach Sheni, that's why in this case of Safek, everybody's in a suffix, whether they were Yotzei Pesach Rishon or not, they do not have to bring Pesach Sheni. All right, now the next Mishnah. Again, talking about the topic of signing people up into a carbon. We spoke about the master, the husband. Omer Levanav, someone who tells his children, Hareini Shochet Es HaPesach, I'm slaughtering the carbon Pesach. Al Mishi Yala Mikem Rishon LeYerushalayim. On behalf, who's going to be a partner in this karban of my kids, whichever one of you gets into Yerushalayim first. So let's say he's got 10 kids. He's clearly wants to create some competition. He wants them to be all running to get to Yerushalayim first. He says the one who gets in first, he's going to be part of the karban. So Kibbutz Shirch has Rishon, Rosh HaVerubo, once the first one got into Yerushalayim, Zacha b'chelka. So now he gains a portion in the karban. Umazaka se'echav imo. And he gives to his brothers with him. So the Gemara asks, Shema mina, do we see from the beginning of the Mishnah, Yesh Breira, that you can determine with an action later, retroactively, what was happening earlier? Right, the father said, I'm slaughtering the karban. He didn't say for which son. Whichever son gets in first. So that son who gets in first now determines retroactively that that's the son the father was slaughtering the korban for. So you see that there's an idea of Breira. Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not what's going on here. Really, the father put all of them into the korban. So he's slaughtering it for all of them. The father said this, Kedei Lazarzan b'mitzvos. The father is trying to incentivize them to be motivated to run to do the mitzvah. So he says, really, all of you are in the karban. But whoever gets there first, he's going to be like the first amongst equals. He's going to be the primary one who's in the karban. That's clearly what's going on. Because it says at the end of the Mishnah, Mezake Echavimo. The one who got in first, he gets the share, and then he gives to his brothers with him. If you're going to say that they've all really were part of it, that would make sense. But if you're going to say that initially the father is not signing all of them up into it, he's only signing them one son. The son will get there first. That son who gets there first now takes from his share. After he gets in, he gives to the others. He can't give to them once it's already been slaughtered. After it's slaughtered, can you already count more people in? But as we're going to learn in the next Mishnah, you can sign people up for the karban. Umosh, can you damn people can drop out of the karban? Ad sheyishchat, until it gets slaughtered. But once it gets slaughtered, then you can't sign more people in. So therefore, Shema Mina, so clearly what's going on in this Mishnah is not that he's only slaughtering for one son. He's really slaughtering for all the sons. But who will be the primary? Whichever one gets in first. Tanya Miyokos learned in a brice this way. Masa v'kadmu banas levanim. One time, the girls were the ones first into the Yerushalayim before the sons. So then v'nimtzu banos rizos. It turns out that the girls were the ones with the zrizos, with the passion for mitzvos, with, you know, getting it done first. Ubanim shvalim, and the sons were the lowly ones. But it didn't say that the sons didn't have a share. They did have a share. They just are lowly ones. Next Mishnah. Olam nimnin alav. You can keep counting up, you can keep adding more people into the Korban Pesach to count them into the animal. But only as long as each person who's counted in, who's got a share, has a kezias that will come to him. He has an olive worth that he'll get to eat. Nimnin, people can count in for a Korban Pesach. Anyway, they can pull out of it. Until it gets slaughtered. Once it's slaughtered, then you can't have more people joining. Rabbi Shimon says, Ad Shizuk es Hadam. You really have until the throwing of the blood. We'll see, Rabbi Shimon is referring to dropping out. Until the throwing of the blood, people can be dropping out. Says the Gemara, my Kamashman, what's the Chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah, which says people can keep signing up? Kamashman, the Chiddush is, Afagav Dimnu Alav Chaburazu, even if one whole group signed up for it, Dimnu Alav Chabura Acheres, another group can sign in, and the first group can all pull out. That still works. You don't have to have any remnant of the first group. A new group can sign in, and the whole first group can pull out. Again, the Mishnah says, Nimnin, people can sign in, Umoshkin, people can pull out, Ad Shiyishachin, until it gets slaughtered. The Shimon says, until the blood is thrown. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Machlokas, the argument between whether the point of the deadline is the slaughtering of the animal, or the deadline is the throwing of the blood of the animal, that's in regards to Limashik, in regards to pulling out. Rabban and Sari, because the Pasuk says, the Imyam Ata Bayis Mihios Miseh. And if the household will be reduced from being the sheep. Rabbanan Savi, Rabbanan Hold, Mihios Miseh, Michiyusa Deseh. As long as the sheep is alive, Im Yimat Abayis, you can pull out. Rabbi Shimon Savi, Mehavayaso Deseh. As long as the sheep is in existence. In other words, as long as it's still called a sheep and it's not considered a completed karban. Until the blood is thrown, it's still a sheep, it's not a completed karban. So then they can pull out. Avali Manos, but to sign up for it, to be added into it, Divrei HaKol, and everybody agrees, Ad Shiyishachet, you can sign in for it only until it gets slaughtered, but not later. Amar Akar, because the pasuk says, B'michsas nefashos, according to the number of souls, and then, V'hadar tachosu, you will slaughter. So you slaughter based on the number of souls. After the slaughtering, you can't add more souls. You can maybe reduce souls, according to Rabbi Shimon. Certainly can't add. Tanya Meyachi, learned in a brice this way, Nimnenu Moshkes Yedeyen, Mimenu Ad Shiyishachet. You can sign up for it. You can pull out from it until it gets slaughtered. Rabbi Shimon says, Nimnin Achi Yishachet. You can sign up for it until it gets slaughtered. Moshkin, but you can even pull out Achi Yizarekadam. Pulling out can be until the blood is thrown. Okay, now starting Pei Tes Amud Beis. So Nishta is talking about a situation. There's a whole group that signed up for a Karban Pesach. And now the group would like to throw somebody out. He eats too much, and he's very fast at the shmorg. So they're worried he's going to take more than his share. So they want to just give him a piece and say, "Okay, you go leave and eat somewhere else. We don't want you taking from the buffet." So Amemana Imo Acher Bechelko. We'll get to that. I'm sorry. We'll get to that scenario next. But the first mission is another case. Mishnah is a guy signed up for the Korban Pesach. Let's say he signed up. He said, okay, I'll take the leg of the animal. Well, I'm a big eater, I'll take the leg of the animal. Then he goes to his business partner and he says, you know what, I have already a share in a carbon. I'll bring you in. A guy brings somebody else into his share, but he never got the approval of the other owners of the carbon Pesach. So then the members of the carbon Pesach can say to him, okay, you decided to share your leg with your business partner Yehuda. Right, you and Yehuda take the leg and go somewhere else, and you eat it with Yehuda, and also Mishalahen, and they'll eat theirs on their own. Right, see, this Tana holds that one carbon Pesach can end up being broken up into two chaburos. See, okay, you know what? You brought somebody in that we didn't know of, we didn't approve of him. All right, now we're two chaburos. You guys go by yourself, and we'll go by ourselves. By the way, now the Gemara has the case that I mentioned. By the way, the question in the yeshiva. Let's say a group sign up for a carbon Pesach, and then they realize that one of them, he's got very fast hands. He's got very good hands. At the shmorg, he gets a lot. At the buffet, he fills up his plates before everybody else can do it. So now, are they allowed to tell him, listen, here's your portion. You take your portion, but saying, go eat by yourself. We don't want you to eat with us because we're worried you're going to eat more than your share. Because you're very fast. So mi aminan, do we say that they can't do that? Because Matzi Amalu, he can tell them, Hakabiltzon, I gave you money to get a share in the carbon. You accepted me. You accepted me, now you have to deal with me. I am who I am. I eat fast. Okay, you got to deal with me. Although maybe they can say like this. Maybe they can say, we accepted your money and we accepted you because otherwise we were worried we would end up with meat left over, which would be an aveira of nosar. We didn't want to have meat left over. But we accepted you to be a regular guy. We never accepted you that you'll be a partner and you'll get to eat more than us because you're fast with the hands, and we never accepted. Tashma, come near proof from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, "Mamana acher mimol chelko," a guy who has a share, and he brings in others to be part of his share. The other members of the group can tell him, "We never agreed that you should have that other guy with you. We never wanted that guy to be with us. Here, you take the leg, go off on your own. He'll eat his piece with his friends. They eat their piece." So my time, what's presumably the reason why? Basically, because he's bringing another person in. They're worried that now the two of them are going to end up getting more than the share. So that's what they're saying. You go leave. So why does that have to be two people who might get more than the share? One guy might get more than the share because he's got fast hands. They should be able to tell him, go leave. Isaac, are you going to tell me that when people pay, once they pay, now you're stuck with them? If it's a guy who's got fast hands, Yadav Yafas Matsyam Luke Bilton, he can tell the rest of the group, you've already accepted me, you're stuck. So Nehemi Haik, Yadav Yafas, then this guy who added another partner, he should be like a guy who's got fast hands and say to them, sorry, you took my money, now you're stuck with me. And that's it, you can't throw me out of the group. I mean, they said, look, no, that's not a proof. Could be there's a difference. Deoshani, there is another guy to deal with. It's not that we're worried, not that the group is worried that if it's two people, they're going to eat more than their share. They don't want to have this guy's company. They don't want this fellow's business partner. They don't like that guy. They don't want to be part of their group. Dinami, Tarvayu Kichan Bechabur Huda Achli. Even if the two would eat only like one man, they can tell him, we don't want to have some stranger with us. It's our group. We don't want to have another guy who we didn't agree to be part of our group with us. But maybe if there is a single group and one of the members of the group has fast hands, they can't throw him out. They agreed to him. They can't now throw him out. Tashma, come in here, proof. We learned earlier. Hashamish, if a waiter signed up for a carbon Pesach, and he can't control himself, and therefore, or when he's roasting the carbon, he eats an olive worth of meat from the carbon by the oven. So now he can't eat his Korban Pesach in two places. He can't bring it back and eat it with them where they're going to eat. So he might be careful if he's smart. He should eat more of the Korban Pesach. So now he's going to be full. When he's going to be full, he's not going to have a desire to eat with them. But he brings it to them. If the other people want to do a favor for him, they'll come and sit with him. And they'll eat with him. The Rebbe says, what does it say here in that Mishnah, Pevavim and Beis? Ratzuin. If they want to do it, at the Raisa, if they want to do him a favor, they'll go sit with him. Lo Ratzulo, if they don't want to do him a favor, they don't have to go sit with him. Why is that the case? Neimaluhu, why can't he tell them, Hakabilton, you accepted me. You accepted me. So if you accepted me, you have to deal with me the way I am. So I already ate, so now you have to come join me so that I'll be eating in the right way. Apparently you can't force them, because it's a hassle for them. It's a hassle to have to now move over where they're going to have their seders. So you learn from here? A guy who's going to eat too much, he also can't force himself on other people. And they can say, listen, you're going to eat too much. That's what we realize now. So here's your portion and now leave. Shani Asam, there it was different. They can tell the waiter, he kaman. When we put you into our group, was that you would work hard for us to be our waiter. That we should now work for you, that we should have to bring all the food over to your to where you're sitting because you already ate from the oven. Look, Lina, that we never accepted. But when we accept somebody to be a partner, and now we realize after we accepted him, we took his money, and he's a difficult guy, he eats too much, now we're stuck. Tashma, maybe this is the proof to this question. B'nei Chabura, there's a group of people that signed up for a karban. Shayyadav Shalechad, Mehen Yafas. One of the members, turns out, has fast hands, he eats a lot. Rashayin Lomar, they're allowed to tell him, you know what, we don't want you to be at the buffet. At the buffet, you'll take too much. Here's your priest, Tolchel Kachavitzin, go out and eat somewhere else. Lord, not only is this true about a Chabura of a Pesach, Elachamisha Vasu Sibolas. Five people who get together to make a meal. They all chip in money to go eat it together. To buy food, they'll eat together. Rashai and Lomalo, they're allowed to tell the guy who they see has the big appetite, he eats much more than everybody else. Tol chalkecha, you know what, here's your portion, this is the fair portion, this is the fifth. You take it, let's say, and leave. Tashmamina, so you see, this is the resolution to the question. If there's a guy with fast hands, you're allowed to push him out of their chabura. And say, now we're going to be two chaburas. Says the Gemara about this brisa. My velo od. Why does it say not only this, but even in a case when five people are partners in a meal? Says the Gemara, what it means is, lo mi boya ka'amar. It's in a way of this, and I don't even have to tell you that. Lo mi boya pesach. Pesach. They can certainly tell him to leave. The matzi amale, because they can tell him, ki kablina, that's kun izvicha. Why do we accept you? We accepted you because we wanted to make sure that the carbon wouldn't become nosa. So now, if we're worried now that there's going to be a new issue, that you're going to eat too much, you have to leave us. Even when it's just a regular meal, there is no issue of nosa. It's after Ba'almu, it's just that they happen to get together to eat. There's no issue of nosa. And even then, Ashayin Lomarlo, they can tell him, listen, you're going to eat too much if you're going to be part of the buffet. You take your portion and leave us. Ikadami, there's a different version. Haloi Baila. This was not a question. But a group sees that one of the members of the group has fast hands, he eats more than other people. Can they say, listen, here's your fair share, leave? Certainly they can do that. Alahachahudi Baila. But we had a different question. B'nei Chabura, let's say there's a group. Part of them want to break it up. Want to break up the carbon into pieces and give to each person a piece. The other group doesn't want to do that. The other group wants the whole animal put down in front of them and let everybody grab. So B'nei Chabura, Rashayin Lechalek, as the group that wants to break it up into pieces, are they allowed to force everybody to have a little piece? Oshein Rashayin Lechalek, as long as not everybody wants to break it up into pieces, you can't do that. And if some people just want to have a buffet and people taking, then you have to put down the animal in front of everybody and let them take. Hashma, come to your proof. We learned in a brisa, b'nei chabura. There's a group. So one of the members of the group is very fast with his hands. He eats much more than others. Rashi and Lomalo, they can tell him, Tol Chalkecha, here's your share. Let's say, and leave our group. So what does it sound like? Yadav Yafos in. When there's somebody's going to eat more than the share, that's when you can give him a share and tell him to leave. In Yadav Yafos lo. But a regular guy is not going to eat more than the share. You can't just give him a share and tell him to leave. So Shmamina, so you see that you can't break it up into groups, you can't break it up into portions, unless everybody agrees to break it up into portions. Says the Gemara, Shmamina, that's the proof. Fine, that's the proof. All right, now a story about people who eat more than their share. Rav Papa, we know Rav Papa was very big. That's what we learned in the Gemara in Bava Metzia. And Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yeshua, Arivu Rifta Ba'adi Adadi. They mixed their breads together, to eat together. Adachal, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, Chada, when Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, ate one bread, that's the time it took him to eat one bread, Achal Rav Papa Arba. Rav Papa ate four breads. This is not a good deal. You know, we're partners, but you're getting a much better part of the share. You're eating so much more than I am. So Amalei, Rav Huna said to Rav Papa, Plagli, you know what, let's not do this anymore. Let's just break it up. We're partners, right? So instead of we're all eating from the buffet and you end up eating, you know, 80% and I only end up eating 20%, forget it. Give me half the food and you take half the food and finish. Let's divide up. We'll eat separately. Amalei, Rav Papa said, no, we're not dividing up. Kvilton, you already accepted me. You're stuck. So Eisvik, Alani Tiyuft. So Rav Huna challenged Rav Papa with all these questions at the Mishnah, the Braisa. So you can't just force somebody into a relationship he doesn't want to be into. You can't say, oh, well, I'm stuck. I'm not stuck. Vashadi Kedushanina, Rav Papa gave all the answers that the Gemara gives. You know, there they could say to the waiter, we don't have to come to you because we hired you to come to us. But generally, people can say you're stuck with me. So Eisvei Bnei Chabura. So then Rav Huna challenged Rav Papa, who was saying that he wasn't going to divide up, from this last Braisa, which says that the members of a group can throw out of their group the guy who's got the fast hands, not only in Pesach, even in other things. Amalei, so Papa said, Hasam over there, it's Amalei. The reason why they can throw that guy out and just give him his portion, because they tell him, Ki kiblinach, let's kunis vicha. We accepted you to fix the carbon. There shouldn't be no sar. We're not stuck with you. Eisveis, then Rav Huna challenged him for the next part of that brisa, Sibolas, a social gathering. And one of the guys is he eats much more than everybody else, so then you can separate him. So then Rav Papa gave in. He said, okay, it's a social gathering. I'm eating too much bread. Halagle, okay, it's divided. We're not eating the meal together anymore. I'll give you half the food. I'll take half the food. So Rav Huna didn't want to eat by himself. Azal, he went. And Iri Badi Ravina. And he decided to mix his bread with Ravina's bread. Let's pool our bread together. Let's have one common meal, one buffet. And now it was even worse. The amount of time it took Rav Huna to eat one bread. Ravina already ate double the amount. He ate eight breads. Amar Rav Huna said, may a puppy, I'd be better off with 100 Rav Papas below Chada Ravina than being with one Ravina. And I didn't gain anything by what I was trying to do. Okay, Bezus Hashem will continue Samara at this point.